It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Matt, you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, absolutely. Phenomenal. Oh, wonderful. Okay. Outstanding.
It was great. Turkey Day.
It was awesome. Epic.
What about you, DC?
Fantastic time. Got to hang out with my parents. It was a good time.
Yeah, I had a chance to hang out with my mom, and it was so special. And it was pretty much hung out with her. But let me say this, though, before we get into that. I drove to Birmingham, Alabama, and it was the worst time driving for the Thanksgiving holidays I have ever experienced in my entire life. It was, the traffic was, it was ridiculous. I don't know what was going on in America, but I mean, it was like everywhere. I mean, they were shutting it down. I mean, I think I spent 2 hours trying to get through Atlanta. It was ridiculous, man.
I mean, that's typical, though, isn't it?
Well, not
2 hours.
Yeah, it is Atlanta, but not 2 hours. But Greenville, and I don't know who. Can somebody tell me who works for the Department of Transportation for the state of South Carolina, particularly between Greenville? I mean, Charlotte and Greenville, because I'd be damned. They're always doing construction there, and it's the
Rotary Club.
They must be on that special program. Just make sure you can get paid. It's ridiculous. Because they're always doing stuff out there, and I don't understand what they're improving. They got these barricades up, man. The roads are always crazy. It was a horrible driving experience. Then I came back early yesterday, so I kind of got past that. I was back at home by 12 noon. So, but I'm telling you, that was ridiculous going down there. On that Wednesday, man, I was driving for Charlotte. I went to Charlotte Tuesday. I did the show for Charlotte Wednesday morning. So, I drove from Charlotte to Birmingham. It took me 8 hours. Yeah, 9 hours. Yeah. Ridiculous. But anyway, I made it home, so it was cool. That's my bad look my terrible look. But I'll tell you what.
I made it home, so that's good enough.
Okay, yeah, exactly. But I'll tell you one damn thing. If you're a sports fan, you have to have some good looks, and we have to have some bad looks, too. But you know, before we get to the obvious, because we are, you know, if you didn't know, I'm wearing my Alabama hat today, by the way. I'm not going to get – Mac, the NC State Carolina game. Now
– where would you like to begin?
Well, let's begin here. I thought State was going to get them. I thought Carolina may get them, but because Carolina beat Wake, I didn't think that was a big game, but Carolina had that team beaten. Texting me the ISMICU. All this stuff. So, what happened? Was this the inability of Carolina saying that the Carolina believe they could win this game, or they just felt that they was happy to be over there in Carter Field and trying to play a football game?
No, I mean it was one of those. I would love to be spoiler. I would love to be, but. But if I don't win the game, it's not like I'm losing anything because I wasn't going anywhere. Nothing's on the line, so it doesn't really matter. So it really came down to that. That's really all it is. It just came down to, they wanted a little bit more than we did at the end. And that was it because I don't have anything to lose.
Okay.
That's all. Because look, today they lost. So today, What changed on Monday, today versus last Monday? Nothing.
Well, I mean, don't ask Dennis his opinion about it. But anyway, NC State 34, UNC 30, and Dennis is probably right. I think Carolina did suck. And by the way, Pringley hit me up and said, "Man, can you believe this?" I said, "Bro, it's kind of hard to watch it. I tell you right there."
What do you mean? Why is he shocked?
They scored 2 touchdowns in 26 seconds, I think it was. Am I right about that? I think that's right.
Yeah. Busted covers. It happens.
Then the last touchdown, the DB, like, if you're a defensive back, you can catch the ball too. They call it interception. So the safety, like, he was right there to catch the ball. He's like, well, maybe I shouldn't try to catch it because I may interfere with him. Hell, interfere with him. It's only a 15-yard penalty in college.
If you're
outside the end zone.
Again. stop acting all confused and surprised and appalled and shocked and dismayed. All of that. Stop it.
What do you mean?
You know this was a possibility. This was going to happen. You know this was a possibility.
I mean, yeah, okay, babe. That's breaking news. It is a possibility. A possibility of what was going to happen. If they were going to lose.
Carolina was going to lose.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's a possibility anybody's going to lose in a game.
Yeah.
That's not.
We talking about anybody. We just talking about Carolina
We're talking about
Carolina.
I mean, okay. My point is, it's the state was favoring that game. So,
and they won.
Yeah, my point is, yeah. So I'm not shocked. I'm shocked how they won. That's what I'm talking about. I wouldn't have been shocked to score with 23-7. I'm like, okay, cool. I wouldn't have been able to like, okay, let's move on to this game. Let's go get some pizza or something. I don't know. Nobody would have been shocked over that. But the fact that Carolina was leading the game with seconds to go, or a minute and some seconds ago, and how they lost. And first of all, if you're on the receiving teams, the hands team for kickoff, receive, you can catch the ball, young man, number four, I don't know his name. You can catch the ball. You don't have the ball. He just ran right by the ball. You can catch the ball before it goes 10 yards, by the way. You don't have to wait 10 yards to touch the ball.
But his job was a striker. He's going to be out front.
No.
Somebody come behind was going to catch the ball.
No. If the ball, if you right there to catch the ball, what that know what the hell? So this ball coming to me, I'm a striker. I'm going to let the ball go by me. And no, hell no. You're going to make me cuss, man.
I get too much play. You know what? Just listening to you guys with this like misplaced expectation is hilarious to me. Stop it.
No. What you mean?
You know they weren't going to win that game.
Okay. How did I know that, K-Mac? I mean, I didn't know that.
You see the play, they lost to Georgia Tech.
They beat Wake Forest.
They lost to Virginia Tech.
Right. A lot. Yeah. So? My point I'm making
it. Good.
Okay. They won six games. They're going to a bowl game. They're not terrible. They was terrible on the last 2 minutes against NC State. So when you tell me they're not, I mean, it was expected. No, it was expected they was going to lose, but it wasn't expected how they lost. Nobody lose that way. It's terrible. True. I mean, it was embarrassing. Mm. And I think, and you know, Rob Maitland, a good buddy of mine, attorney, hit me up. He said something I thought was interesting. If you look at, first of all, is anybody going to the ACC championship game in Charlotte? I mean. I'm just saying.
Who's playing?
That's my point. So like it's Pittsburgh and it's Wake Forest, right? And think about this though. You think Pittsburgh and Wake Forest? I don't think they had any five stars like top. I know they have in the top 100s or 300 players on their team. And if you look at recruiting, they don't go for the five star. They may go to a three star and they coach them up. And apparently that formula is working because, right? Because you see those guys in the championship. Clemson's not there. Carolina had a great recruiting class. Matt Brown, they're not there. NC State has a couple five stars. They're not there. So you don't have no five stars to win. You got to coach them up in the ACC. Now, there's some other leagues you got to have some five stars. We're going to talk about that in a second.
So you're saying what we witnessed in this State Carolina game, which I can't believe there's no name for it, but what we witnessed is just coaching. Is that it? It's just coaching.
I would say coaching and the players, the inability for some of the players to make simple plays. Not great plays. I'm talking about routine plays. Like a defensive back not fighting for the ball down when McKeezy, what's his name? What's the wide receiver's name? How you pronounce his name?
Amezi.
He's a pro. Amezi just manhandled him. And like the DB was just scared. He just muscled him out. That's one play. The other play is, damn it, it's the ball coming to you on the onside kick. Everybody knows it's coming. Just follow the ball. No, I'm scared to touch it because I can't touch it unless it go 10 yards. No, you can touch it anytime. Anyway.
What's something wrong with you?
No, I'm just saying, man. It's just the way it is. So shout out to the Wolfpack. It didn't really mean anything because, it did mean something. They beat State, beat Carolina. It meant a lot. But in the big scheme of things, it just gave them another win and maybe give them a big time bowl game. Maybe that'll help them get a better bowl because of the record and because, you know, they was on the edge of going to the championship game. So shout out State. Carolina probably get a bowl game, probably. I'm not sure they deserve it, but they probably get a bowl game. So again, ACC championship this weekend. Pittsburgh Panthers and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Let's go.
Yay. All right, let's go to the phones right now. Good little bad little Monday. We got James Girardi calling along. Hey, James, good morning. I hope you had a great holiday, and welcome to the Sports Shop.
I had a great holiday. How y'all doing? All them calling in this morning say, bring me my money. Don't bring me my money. I need my Starbucks. Starbucks.
Tell him, James.
Oh, damn.
Tell him, James.
Damn, James, no way.
Tell him, James. My Starbucks,
you know what, baby. You know, James, I totally forgot about that. You're right.
Carolina. That's what them Tar Heel fans do.
Don't worry, James.
Bring
I got receipts.
I got your back. Starbucks, baby. I got receipts, too. Bring me my Starbucks.
Really? 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 All right, James, we got to make arrangements. I'm going to make good on my bet. You know, I forgot about my damn heels let me down. Pringley, you going to pay for half of it. You told me we was good.
Oh, my goodness.
I waited this whole time. I said, I got to get him. I need him to bring me my Starbucks.
James, I got you, man. We gonna arrange it. Hey, I'm gonna make good on it, you know, because I'm pretty sure I'll get even with you somewhere down the line because you're gonna bet me on something else. So that's cool. But I'm gonna go and pay my debt. Make sure that I do what I say I'm gonna do. But you were scared because the Hills really Carolina won that game, then they lost it. It's ridiculous.
Oh boy, they won it, then they lost it.
Yeah, 26 seconds. We scored 2 touchdowns. I ain't gonna say I won't scared. I ain't gonna say I won't nervous. I'm like, darn, I got to buy this guy breakfast. But that Wolfpack stepped up and they turned that thing around for my good. They turned it around for my good.
So it was all about you, James, I'm sure,
yeah,
right?
Yes, it was.
All right, man. Hey, James.
I don't know how much you can eat, so yeah, it was all about me.
All right, James, leave. Okay, whatever. Hey, James, congratulations. I don't have enough time to talk about your Eagles, but give the information to Dennis, then I'm going to holler at you when I get off the show. We're going to make a race. I appreciate you, brother. Hey, we got Mike and Kerry calling in right now. Michael, good morning. Good look, bad look weekend. What was your good look, bad look? And also, hope you had a good holiday. What's up, Mike?
I did. I know Auburn almost ruined yours.
We ain't even talked about that yet.
Yeah, you right about that.
Yes.
You know, I know if Auburn had a quarterback, y'all would have been in trouble. But
look here, man.
Hey,
don't come in with all that, man.
Quarterback don't play defense. Go ahead, Mike.
You know what's amazing to me is Auburn's defense and Alabama's defense. Most of them boys are homegrown.
Yep.
Man, I know what y'all feed them down there. But man, those are two staunch defensive lines.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. But listen, I don't want to go negative. I want to go positive. I want to talk about NC State's ACC championship. First time since 1979.
You want to talk about who?
Hello. I thought you said you wanted to be positive, Michael. I thought you said you wanted to be positive.
You know how I feel about giving honor to those who it's due. Now, that Friday night, that wasn't for the ACC championship.
No, sir.
No?
It was not. No. The celebration said that's what it was for.
Right.
Listen, Hillsbury Street is already, by the way, putting up the boots and the concessions.
They did store on the field. They did store on the field, by the way. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Broken legs, everything.
Yeah, no, man.
But I, listen, I don't understand.
That
was not for the ACC championship.
No, sir.
No, it wasn't. But you would think it was for the national championship, the way they were celebrating over there.
And here's the funny thing. It isn't even for second place in the ACC.
Exactly.
But you can't tell them that. And let's say, we'll take what we can get right now. The mythical.
You know what's sad, though, is that you got, to quote the great Earl Reese, for the ACC championship, you got Wake Forest? Are you kidding me?
Wake Forest?
I know.
What does that say about our conference? I mean, look, I'm glad it was someone, believe it or not, I called it, play the tapes, it was someone other than Clemson.
Come on, Michael. I don't remember you saying that.
I'm serious. I do play tapes.
Okay.
Because I didn't want, what would it have been like for Clemson to win the ACC after the national perception of Clemson having a horrible year?
Oh, yeah.
It would have hurt the ACC.
Yeah.
So, hats off to Pittsburgh and Wake Forest. You know, the good news is next week in Charlotte, there won't be a whole lot of traffic.
So, Reese, if you want to travel again, feel free.
I think I'd be good getting to Charlotte next week.
You don't have no problems, brother.
I'm here at the Charlotte airport right now, and trust me, I think it's more crowded today.
I think you're probably right, Michael.
But I want to leave y'all with this.
Go
Alabama,
ahead.
Alabama, Georgia. Whoever loses that game, are they still in the top four?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even a two-loss Alabama.
Yeah.
Even a two-loss Alabama.
See what was? Yeah. Because the fact that the threats is like, you know, Oklahoma's out of it. And everybody wants to put Ohio State in it closely, but trust me, they're not even playing that championship game. So the fact those two main factors out of there, those are the ones I was nervous about. Yeah, I think.
And you're not playing in your championship game. Stop it. Stop it with all that.
I didn't know y'all would be so sensitive about that.
But Michael, we're gonna talk about that in the next set. So listen to that. Hey man, thanks for calling. Right. We'll holler at you. Take care.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy night, Thanksgiving, guys. We'll
yeah.
Bye, right. Michael.
Hey, real quickly. We got Black Allen. People calling in. We got Black Allen calling in. 919-890-6200. Good little battle of Monday. Black Allen, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, this is White Allen, if you can't tell.
Oh, that's White Allen. Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's see, really?
Black Allen transferred from Miami. He plays for Arkansas. White Allen, what's going on, man?
Hey, you know, good bad for the weekend. Look, K-Mac, you're already in the bad, man.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah.
I
hear you slow rolling the antagonism like crazy. That's just not right.
Hold on. Did I miss something? Did Carolina go to the ACC championship? Was there some form of expectation
Get him, Adam, because he's just throwing shade for no reason.
Huh?
Oh, I know. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And, you know, just like you said, Reese, you know, I think the state fans think they just won a championship when they beat us. I mean, that's how it always is, isn't it?
You know what?
I know. That's true. That's true. Come on, man. You know. Act like you've been there before. Oh, my bad. You haven't.
All right, gentlemen. It was great talking to you. Have a fantastic day.
Hey, Adam, man. Always a pleasure. Always great hearing from you, man. Go Heels, man. Don't worry about it. We're going to be okay.
That's right. All right. See you guys.
Take care.
Y'all are ridiculous, man. I swear. You can't say nothing. You can't say nothing about you sensitive Carolina. But thought you were going to the ACC championship, ranked number 10. Number 10 in the country. Okay. See, we've been doing this for 12 plus weeks. Ranked number 10 in the country. First time been ranked top 10 last 35 years. All of this expectation, and you went out there, you laid a flat-out egg for the whole season. But anytime somebody say something about it, y'all get all sensitive, get all mad, start crying, go to the corner. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault you went out there and laid an egg. They laid it up for you. They ranked you number 10, and you didn't even deserve that.
Hey, man, hey, Man, we're a basketball school. What are you talking about? I hope.
You damn right you're a basketball school. You got that right.
Anyway, I tell you, we got three things in our favor. And we're going to be okay. I believe in Mac Brown. He's won before he win again. And we got our Pepsi Zero Sugar, obviously our Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and our official sports apparel in the Sports Shop, which is Under Armour. Keep you right and keep you tight. Even on a good look, bad look, Monday does it. Trust me. That's what happened.
Get it right. Get it tight. Get it right.
Call the Park Bubba Sparks Ying Yang Twins.
I have to be better, I know that. And it starts with mentally, you know, tapping in and understanding Coach Rule and obviously Coach Joe wants to do. And that's how we're going to rock and roll.
And man, I just blew the big time tease DC gave me. DC, I just saw that. My bad.
No, it's it is all good. It's all good.